Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be finishing up the sixth parak with Parak Vav, Mishnah Yud Beis. And then we're going to begin the final parak of Maseches Demai with Parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Parak Vav, Mishnah Yud Beis is going to be going back to the Mishnayos that we discussed a bunch of Mishnayos ago concerning the halacha that you're not allowed to take your Demai produce and you're not allowed to give it or sell it to an Ama'aretz, who you know is most likely not going to separate Meiser in the proper way. Says the Mishnah, Am Ha'aretz Sha'amar Lachav, you have an Am Ha'aretz, an unlearned person who's not trusted when it comes to Meiser, and he says to someone who's a Chaver, again, a Chaver is someone who is trusted to separate Meiser, and the Am Ha'aretz sees that this Chaver is on his way to the marketplace to get some produce. What does the Am Ha'aretz say? Kach li agudas yara, go buy for me a whole group of vegetables, kachli gluskin achas, or go buy for me a loaf of bread. He says, you're on your way to the store anyway. All right, a lot of times a neighbor will say, can you go pick something up for me as well? Says the Mishnah, lokeach stam upater. When he goes to the marketplace and he buys a loaf of bread, he buys the cluster of vegetables, and he does it in a stam way. He just takes two random loaves or two random clusters of vegetables, then it's not a problem. He can do it, and he can then bring one of the loaves or one of the clusters of vegetables, and he can give that to the Am Ha'aretz, because in this case he didn't take anything for himself. He didn't own any piece of the produce that he's going to give to the Am Ha'aretz. He's simply saying, I'm picking it up for him. I'm buying it from an Am Ha'aretz and I'm giving it to an Am Ha'aretz. But because he doesn't own it at any point in time, he's not responsible to separate Meiser before giving it over to the Am Ha'aretz. However, Vim Amar. But if this chaver says, Shalizu Vizu Shal Chavere, this is mine. Shalizu, this is my piece. This is my bread. Vizu Shal Chavere, and this one belongs to my friend, who's the Am Ha'aretz. Venis Arvu, and then they get all mixed up. Then you're not sure, was this mine, was this his? We're not sure, says the Mishnah, Chayiv La'aser. Then he would be obligated to separate Meiser because one of them is his. And if it was his, then he can't give it, it's Demai, he can't give it to the Am Ha'aretz until he himself separates the Meiser. So Chayiv La'aser, he would be obligated to separate the Meiser. Va'afilu hein mea, even if there are, you know, he only has one of the loaves, and there are 100 loaves that belong to the Am Ha'aretz. He'd have to separate. We'll take one of those 100 and separate the Meiser from there. Okay, now we're continuing with Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph as we begin the last Perek in Maseches Demai. Says the Mishnah, Hamazman es chaveiro sheyochal etzlo. So now we're dealing with a case of Shabbos, where we learned previously many times, you're not allowed to separate Meiser on Shabbos, and the reason for that is because you're not allowed to be misaking anything. You can't fix anything before you separated it. It wasn't fit to be eaten, now it is fit to be eaten, so you can't separate it on Shabbos itself. But we're going to be dealing with a case here where he couldn't separate it before Shabbos, so what could he do on Shabbos itself? Says the Mishnah, Hamazmin es chaveiro sheyochal etzlo. A person's invited to eat by his friend, and presumably his friend is an Am Ha'aretz. He's not so trusted in the area of separating Meiser. Says, right, that's what the Mishnah says, Eino ma'aminu ala Meiser. He's not believed to separate the Meiser. Says the Mishnah, Omer me'erev Shabbos. This person, this chaver who is trusted, who's invited somewhere, who doesn't trust him so much, he's able to say on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, Mashat shani osid lahafrish machar, that which I'm going to be separating tomorrow, harei hu meiser. I'm establishing it, I'm declaring that it is meiser even from today. Usha'ar meiser samuchlo, and all of the other meiser that's next to it, right, that as well. So again, when it comes to meiser, there are two pieces here. There's a 1%, that's true mas meiser, that goes to the Kohen, and there's 9/10 that goes to the Levi. Now the 9/10, the other part of the meiser he's shown, he can eat himself. So he's simply saying that I'm separating true mas meiser, the 1/10 of it, I'm separating clearly, the 1/100th rather, the 1% of it, I'm designating to the Kohen as the Trumas Meiser, and the other stuff I'm leaving as well for the Meiser Rizon. And he says, Zeshaasisi Meiser also Trumas Meiser alone. And now which I made Meiser, I'm giving it the status of Trumas Meiser from before Shabbos. I'm establishing, I'm separating it verbally, that this 1% is going to be established as Trumas Meiser. Continuing, Meiser Sheni Bitzfonunatsu in terms of Meiser Rishon. What about Meiser Sheni, which has to be brought to Yerushalayim? So he's also saying from before Shabbos, Meiser Sheni Bitzfono Obijromo. I'm going to say that on either the northern part of the food or the southern part of the food, that I'm establishing that as well as Meiser Sheni, like we learned in the previous parak, Umechulu Alhamos. And he's saying, I'm transferring the status of that which I'm separating as Meiser Sheni onto coins, because then I'm going to bring those coins to Yerushalayim to eat them there. So we see clearly that even if it's before Shabbos, you can't separate it on Shabbos, but he's saying from before Shabbos, I'm not going to trust the guy, so I'm separating the Meiser Rishon, and I'm separating the Meiser Sheni from before Shabbos. Quick review. Perek Vav Mishnah and I'll discuss the case where you have an Amaret says to his friend, go and pick up stuff for me and bring it to me when you get back from the marketplace. And we saw that as long as the Chavar, as long as this person who's going, who's trusted when it comes to Meiser, but as long as he himself doesn't declare and doesn't verbally state which produce is his and which is the Amaretz, he has the ability to pick up from someone and give it to the Amaretz. It doesn't become his, it remains in the ownership of the Amaretz. Is able to do that without having to separate Meiser for the Am Haaretz. However, if he does say, this is mine and this is his, and then he gets confused and mixed up, he's not sure which is his and which is the Am Haaretz, then he would need to separate Meiser before giving it to the Am Haaretz. And then Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph discussed the case where a person is invited out to eat on Shabbos, but he's not so sure. Does this person separate? Does he not separate Meiser? So the halacha is that he's able from before Shabbos to say, okay, I'm separating verbally. Again, when it comes to Demai, you don't need to separate physically in most cases. You simply need to separate verbally and declare what the Meiser is. So he's able to say in a declarative way, he's able to declare that I'm separating the Trumas Meiser, I'm separating the Meiser Rishon, and I'm separating the Meiser Sheni from Friday going on to Shabbos. Have a great day.